It's important to look at the needs of the diocese as well as the various gifts and talents that each priest brings to the diocese.
That was Bishop Edward Burns's reasoning behind the reassignment of four priests in the Diocese of Juneau. The decision is not unusual in the Catholic Church. Priests are reassigned after spending significant time at parishes. Burns says these assignments are no different.
When I see the good men who are a part of the Diocese of Juneau, and I see the wonderful parishes and Catholic communities that are in Southeast Alaska, I found that in order to keep it all alive, both the life of the parish as well as the life of the priest, it's important that every so often we transfer and we move from assignment to assignment.
Of the churches in the diocese, Wrangell, Petersburg, Juneau, Sitka, and Ketchikan will see new priests.
Because I had wandered into the bishop's office asking him what mass he was going to say for the weekend, and wandered out with a new assignment.
The last time Father Thomas Weiss served Wrangell's St. Rose of Lima and Petersburg's St. Catherine was from 2004 to 2005 and was just ordained. After serving at the cathedral in Juneau for the past 5 years, the former Coast Guard member says he feels he can bring more experiences to both parishes.
I'm really looking forward to meeting everyone, meeting the old faces that I knew 5 years ago when I was there, and some new faces, hopefully, that have moved in town.
Wise will be switching places with another California native who Bishop Burns says can bring his technology expertise to the cathedral.
A willingness to serve, a willingness to work in a diverse group of people, and just a good attitude about it.
Father Pat Casey arrived in Petersburg 3 years ago and added Wrangell to his workload in 2009 when Father Jim Blaney was reassigned to Haines. Prior to coming to Southeast Alaska, he had served in parishes in California, Chicago, and Minnesota. Casey says he'll miss the parishioners in Wrangell and Petersburg the most.
The gracious hospitality and the closeness of the two parishes for the people themselves. You know, they're a tight-knit group in both parishes. That's really nice.
Sitka and Ketchikan are also trading priests. Father Scott Satimo came to the diocese 4 years ago thanks to Father Weiss. Like Weiss, Satimo was a graduate of the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. He met Weiss while studying at Mount Angel Seminary in Oregon through the Descal Carmelites.
He was from the Diocese of Juneau, and I came up to his ordination several years ago and then decided to change to the Diocese of Juneau.
After his ordination, Satimo served in Juneau before landing at St. Gregory in Sitka 2 years ago. He says he enjoyed his time in Sitka and is looking forward to his new assignment at Holy Name Church in Ketchikan.
I think Ketchikan provides a lot of wonderful opportunities and challenges. It's unique in our parishes because it has a Catholic school, which is kind of the foundation of our Christian future, I think. And I've never served there. I've been there a few times, but I look forward to the opportunity of building upon what the previous pastors have already started.
Satimo will be trading places with Father Ed Pennison. Father Pennison could not be reached in time for this report. Along with the new assignments, churches might see priests from Alaska's other dioceses in the future. During a recent priest retreat in Anchorage, there were discussions about sharing resources among the Juneau Diocese, the Diocese of Fairbanks, and the Archdiocese of Anchorage, one of them being priest resources. Bishop Burns says some priests in Alaska have expressed interest in serving in other parts of the state.
What that means is we could have priests changing from a diocese to diocese. This, of course, would necessitate just certain protocol between the bishops, but it will afford some real rejuvenation and revitalization within the lives of our parishes as well as in the lives of our priests.
Burns says for now he doesn't see the possibility of priests from other Alaska dioceses coming into the Juneau diocese. He says with the shortage of priests, he would like to see more men enter vocations. Burns says he's optimistic about the future of priests in the Juneau Diocese.
I think the men are out there, and so it's our desire to invite them to consider such a vocation. I think in the near future, sure, I could envision a higher number of priests serving the Diocese of Juneau, at which time could easily result in, you know, having a priest in Wrangell and in Petersburg.
Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.